is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents...
We love the earth.
Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator. Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome. It is Monday, April 2nd, 2012, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And if you're just joining us, if you've missed out on the news earlier today, the breaking news story of the day, 7 a.m., federal agents from the Drug Enforcement Administration and IRS and others, U.S. Marshal Service included, raided Oaksterdam University. We are going to speak live to the Chancellor of Oaksterdam University, Dale Sky Jones, at the bottom of the hour. So stick around, 4:30 Pacific time, Dale Sky Jones from Oaksterdam with an update on the federal raids. Joining us from our virtual studio in Grastoria, Oregon, we have our own news editor, Cannabis Carrie. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Russ.
So I hope you had yourself a good weekend.
I did. It was nice. It was a little soggy out here, but nice all the same.
I had a good weekend myself. Made it out to Idaho for my dad's 70th birthday and came back with some Boise State gear. So I'm pretty pretty proud to be repping old Boise State.
Were you able to get some Flying Pie pizza?
Did not get to the Flying Pie pizza, unfortunately. Ooh. Had the Taco John's burrito, though, so all is well. And it was a good time. Happy birthday to my dad, the Rockin' Johnny B. Turned 70, and for a brief weekend, I was a criminal again. Had to go back into Idaho and be a criminal for 48 hours. But it's good to be back in the land of the free here in Oregon. Carrie's got our hemp headlines that we get to right after this first break, and we know what one of them is. Carrie, what are the rest?
I just want to say we prefer outlaw.
There we go, outlaw.
Well, definitely we're going to start off with that Oaksterdam raid. That's definitely the big news of the day. We want to cover that. We're also going to go to a letter that lawmakers have sent to the feds, an open letter. We're going to talk about that. Plus, it is the off-season of football, so we're out recruiting for our fantasy league. I'll tell you about that as well.
That's right. The Pigskin Potheads are looking for some more players. That's our fantasy league we do every year with NFL players who have been busted for or are known for using marijuana. And it looks like we got us a new recruit. Also, speaking of sports, we've got the national championship game in basketball going on today for college, Kansas versus Kentucky. I'll give you the results or the possible results of our Reefer March Madness pool. Who can win if Kansas wins, who can win if Kentucky wins, and thanks all of you for participating. Also on the show today, we're going to take some time for a radical rant at the end. We are going to call President Obama. That's right, you and me, we're going to call President Obama and tell him what we think about these federal DEA and IRS raids at Oaksterdam University. We've also got some live video that I shot earlier today, streamed off of Oaktown Live. Thanks to them for the Ustream feed of the raids and the subsequent arrests of a few protesters. We'll talk about all of that. Plus, Toker Talk Radio is a podcast now. We'll give you the details coming up next.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Weedmaps.com. I'm Radical Russ from Normal. My job as outreach coordinator, I travel every month, and when I'm on the road, I need a fast, accurate way to find the medical marijuana dispensaries in the area. So I turn to Weedmaps.com. Weedmaps.com has the best dispensary locator online or on your mobile device. Search by zip code or let Weedmaps find you, and in seconds you'll have the addresses, phone numbers, and customer service reviews for the medical marijuana dispensaries in the local area. Weedmaps.com also has a section devoted to helping you find a doctor who understands and recommends medical marijuana under your state's law. You can even check prices on the Medical Marijuana Stock Exchange. Coming soon, you'll even be able to find the listings of normal attorneys and chapters, local head shops and grow shops, and the best weed-friendly businesses. Weedmaps.com has the information you need to be an informed cannabis consumer. Visit Weedmaps.com today, a proud sponsor of the Normal Network.
You know why we pirates love the Normal Show? Har har! Because it's always smoking, matey. Har har
har har har! Hi, I'm Radical Russ. One of the best things about marijuana is the wonderful aroma. But when you travel a lot like I do, that aroma becomes a suspicious smell. That's why I endorse stealth-products.com, the leaders in smell-proof containers. From smell-proof vacuum bags to smell-proof backpacks and duffel bags, all the way to smell-proof digital safes, stealth-products.com has you covered. Stealth-products.com brings you safe, secure, odorless layers of protection with activated carbon fiber. Backpacks and duffel bags are simple black so as not to attract attention with a logo or flashy design. Now, nothing is perfectly odor-controlled from the detection of drug dogs, but with proper vigilance, containers from stealth-products.com will help you avoid nosy humans.
You're now listening to Elliot Beats.
Stealth-products.com. Stealth-products.com.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carrie.
A terrible day in the cannabis community. Federal agents raided the Oakland facility that has become a standard in the medical marijuana movement and was the headquarters of the unsuccessful Prop 19 to legalize marijuana for all adults in California. The famed Oaksterdam University that has changed the face and the neighborhood of downtown Oakland area it dominates was targeted this morning at 7 a.m. by federal agents from the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. Oaksterdam is a multi-story building where students can go and learn all about the nuances of the medical marijuana industry, from learning about the 1996 law that allows citizens to seek marijuana as a medical treatment, or how to grow and cultivate medical-grade medicine, how to make the marijuana plant into medicated edibles, how to navigate the business side of the law, how to work in the industry from being a professional caretaker to a dispensary worker, and how to become an activist to change the current marijuana laws. A hemp museum and a dispensary that are owned and operated by the university and are in the same downtown area as the university were also shut down today by the agents. The doors of the university building were covered by yellow tape today and blocked by U.S. Marshals after the raid that shut the college down. A few dozen protesters and citizens openly smoking marijuana in protest marched in front of the building while the raids were being conducted. The agents with large DEA letters on their jackets hauled out trash bags of unknown contents and boxes of files to a black van that was parked in front of the building while the protesters shouted, "Shame on you." An IRS agent was also on the scene this morning but told media she could not comment on the raid because it was under seal, meaning a closed investigation. Richard Lee, the founder of Oaksterdam University, had also put up almost all of the money he earned in the first 3 years of running the college that opened in 2007 to try to get marijuana legalized for all adults in the state. He spent more than $1 million out of pocket to get Prop 19 on the ballot and to the voters. Agents also raided Richard Lee's home this morning and detained him during their search, but they have so far not arrested him, according to Dale Sky Jones, the executive chancellor of Oaksterdam University. She will be on our show later for an update. Oakland is licensed four dispensaries in the area and regularly collects taxes on them. The city of Oakland had plans to license a very large growing operation as well, but were pressured from their own city attorney and the Northern California U.S. Attorney Melinda Haig, who threatened the city with federal intervention. Steve D'Angelo, owner of another large dispensary, Harborside Health Center, came down after the raids today to address the protesters who were there, noting that at the same time dozens of U.S. Marshals and DEA agents and police were conducting the raids on the tax-paying, neighborhood-transforming, and peaceful school, there was a shooting at another Oakland university. Oikos University, a religious college that has left 7 dead and 3 others wounded this morning. Rebecca Kaplan, an Oakland City Council member, also questioned the raid this morning, noting that the city has approved and worked with Lee every step of the way and that the budget-strapped city has had to cut their police force and were struggling to combat rising gun violence like that of the shooting this morning.
Wow, this is, you know, this is some footage that we're showing you on video here earlier today that was streamed by Oaktown Live. I want to thank them for streaming that. A lot of protests going on, and folks watched it. We cut into it live today earlier in the morning here at Normal Show Live. We will give you more updates on this. We've got Dale Sky Jones from Oaksterdam. She's the chancellor of Oaksterdam University. She was the campaign manager behind, or the spokesperson behind Prop 19. She'll be on the show at 4:30 to talk to us about this and give us some updates. I also spoke with Richard Lee earlier, just about a half hour ago by telephone, invited him to come on the show to leave comments. But upon advice from his attorneys, he's been told to just keep quiet for now and observe his right to remain silent. So he does want to let us all know, and this is something I was planning on telling people anyway, is that juries cannot be punished for their verdicts. There is such a thing in American law called jury nullification. And that means if you are on a jury in Oakland, California, or anywhere where they take this to trial, if it ever does go to trial, you know how they do these things. Sometimes they just bust the place and then never file charges. But if this goes to trial, if you can get on that jury, remember, you cannot be punished for your verdict. Just because the judge says you have to follow the rules of the law and you have to judge the facts of the case, that's not entirely true. As a juror, you have the right, nay, the duty, to invalidate these unjust laws. This is the whole entire reason our jury system was set up, is so that 12 of your peers would decide whether or not the punishment fit the crime. And it's time for juries to stand up and stop convicting on any marijuana case that doesn't involve violence or other crime. This is what is going to happen to bring this out of control federal government to heel. This is exactly why this power of the jury was created. For more information on this, please visit the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA.org, and do not let them run roughshod over California or any other state that has decided that sick people ought not to be locked in a cage if they're using cannabis for medicine. And how much more inappropriate could it be that they're raiding a school that teaches cannabis growing at the same time another school is being shot up by a gunman? The people of Oakland, California could care less about the medical marijuana dispensaries. They like their 4 medical marijuana dispensaries. They passed Measure Z, which allows the buying and selling of marijuana within the city. The people of Oakland don't have a problem with medical marijuana. It's the people in Washington, D.C. that have the problem with medical marijuana. The people of Oakland would much rather see some Oakland Police Department officers, instead of guarding the DEA and the IRS, chasing down the guy who's still on the loose after killing 7 people at the Christian school. They'd rather see federal resources being devoted to getting guns off the streets than getting pot off the streets. I got plenty more to say about this. We're going to save it for the radical rant.
6 elected lawmakers representing 5 states have sent an open letter to the federal government calling on them to stop using law enforcement resources to take marijuana away from patients. Even though a 2009 memo from the Attorney General said that the current administration would back off and not waste resources going after those in compliance with state law, the current tactics are threats from U.S. attorneys and state programs that are in jeopardy after federal raids continue to close down state licensed dispensaries. The letter was signed by Senator Jeannie Cole Wells, a Democrat from Washington State, Assemblymen Tom Amiano and Chris Norby, a Democrat and a Republican from California, Representatives Antonio Mastis and Senator Cisco McSorley, both Democrats from New Mexico, Representative Deborah Sanderson, a Republican from Maine, and Senator Pat Steadman, a Democrat from Colorado. The letter opens by telling the feds that states have medical marijuana laws and have chosen them based on science, reason, and compassion. The letter asked President Obama to live up to his promise to leave the regulation of medical marijuana to the states, adding that the raids would only force patients underground into the illegal drug market. Well-known words to the cannabis community, but probably not the mainstream voter, presidential candidate Barack Obama said back in 2007 in New Hampshire that raiding patients who use medical marijuana makes no sense, and that the Justice Department's prosecution of medical marijuana users was not a good source, good use of resources. Now, meanwhile, the raids under this current administration continue to climb, as seen from that raid today of the Oaksterdam University campus.
Worse than President George W. Bush, worse than President Clinton. President Obama is clearly the worst president on medical marijuana since medical marijuana began in 1996. I mean, since we started recognizing it in 96. I mean, it began 5,000 years ago. But since we started recognizing it, worst president on medical marijuana. And President Obama, you cannot wash your hands of this. You cannot just say, well, I didn't know, or my U.S. attorneys were just following orders or whatever. You're the boss. And like one of your predecessors before you, Harry S. Truman, once said, the buck stops here.
And here in offseason is when we begin to scout for players for our NFL Fantasy League come fall. Looks like we have another running back. Detroit Lions running back Michael LeSure will be arraigned today after he was cited for marijuana possession for the second time in less than a month. LeSure was only a passenger in a rented Mitsubishi SUV that was pulled over in southwest Michigan a few weeks ago. The officer said that he observed LeSure chewing on marijuana, and he could see small specks of marijuana down the front of his shirt. The reports say that LeSure complied with the officer's request to spit out the marijuana in his mouth. The police said the amount recovered was just enough for personal use. LeSure was charged with marijuana possession for the second time in a month. Back in February, the Benton Township Police cited LeSure for possession of marijuana, but he appeared in court last month and pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of use of marijuana. He paid $485 in fines on the spot. The Lions released a statement to the Avalanche request that they had today saying they are aware of the reports but are waiting to gather more information before they act, and that they will have no further comment at this time. A teammate, Johnny Colbreth, who plays offensive tackle, was also cited for possession of marijuana in January. He was caught on a video surveillance camera placing two blunts on a table in a South Carolina hotel hallway, then walking off. He paid $412 in fines for that incident. Both men could be subjected to fines from the NFL or even suspensions outside from any sanctions that they receive from the Lions.
Well, okay. Sure, it'd be nice if somebody would get busted who actually plays in the league from time to time. Somebody that can actually start on the team. But yeah, once again, here we go. NFL players getting busted for weed. And the only thing that tells us is that NFL players are pretty much like anybody else. Some of them like to smoke weed. And I've said it before, but, you know, when we're talking about these guys that are multi-million dollar athletes in the prime of their lives, you know, peak of their health and conditioning, they're not going to do a drug that is going to take away from their ability. They're not going to do something. And that's why they turn to marijuana. But besides just the aches and pains that they suffer from, playing football, it's something that they can take that isn't going to have a hangover, isn't going to get them addicted, isn't going to have these terrible side effects. And yet we want to steer them away from that. I just can never understand that. And meanwhile, the NFL would go completely broke if it weren't for the sponsorship of beer companies. Grab some buds, live the high life, the silver bullet train, all of that. Alcohol is so infused into the National Football League. Could be the worst thing the players could possibly get involved with is drinking and hurting their bodies that way. We want to steer them away from the safer cannabis, and we want to promote the dangerous alcohol. What a strange world we live in. And finally, an update on our Reefer March Madness, that we started at the beginning, where everybody could put in their picks. We had 17 different brackets that were filled out by various fans of the Normal Network, and I have some results for you. Currently in the lead is Danny P., who's got a score of 99 points with 43 correct bracket guesses. However, that's the best his score can possibly get. Is 99. He had Ohio State in the championship, becoming the champion tonight, so he is unable to win at this point because, of course, Ohio State did not make it to the final game. So he needs Kansas to win tonight. If Kansas wins tonight, he is the winner of our pool. But if Kentucky were to win tonight, then Dave Daversa, our next player, who's in second place currently with 90 points, would become our winner with a score of 122 points. So he is rooting for Kentucky. Danny P is rooting for Kansas. As far as everyone else goes, there was a lot of choices for Kentucky to be the winner. Looks like the majority of the people, or at least a plurality of people, picked Kentucky as their finalist, including myself at Normal Network with our bracket, which is currently in eighth place. And dead last in our bracket right now, we have Calico Castile, Wiz Calico, who is got 60 points, and that's the best he can possibly do, 60 points with 34 correct guesses. The only other person with as few, or the only other people with as few correct guesses include Steve Chaplesky, Kim Gordon, and our own Rolla J, who has risen from the bottom of the standings to number four at 87 points right now. However, that's as good as he can get, because Syracuse was his champion. So he's going to drop by the end of tonight's game. So there you go. Reefer March Madness update, Kentucky versus Kansas, Danny versus Dave for bragging rights. All right, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we got a special guest for Roots Monday from the band District Movement and his song Medical Marijuana for Veterans. Back after this.
It's 20 after the hour. We have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
Found the centuries you have slurred the meaning out of the words, "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves,
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORMAL, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Roots Monday, our celebration of the music that evolved into the popular modern music of today. We pick the best of blues, country, folk, and jazz with a 420 feel and serve it up for you every Monday. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tins.
All right, folks, we're going to give Diamond Dale Rio the day off because I got this request from a listener who said he had a song. He's in a band called District Movement, which is a band out of Washington, D.C. He's got a song about medical marijuana and veterans. Also wanted to talk about a upcoming event that was very important to get the word out. So we welcome Daniel to the show. Daniel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, fantastic. So the name of this flyer that I got is Cannabis, a Viable Treatment for Veterans with PTSD. Tell people about where and when and what's going on.
Well, yep, it's put on by the University of Maryland School of Law in downtown Baltimore. It's going to be a discussion panel with various speakers with experience on the issue of treating PTSD in veterans with cannabis. And we hope it's going to be a great event. And then my band, District Movement, is playing the reception, which is going to be after the discussion panel.
All right. So this is April 12th. Let's see. April 12th is a Thursday. So Thursday, April 12th, from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the University of Maryland's School of Law, the Francis King Carey School of Law, a discussion panel running from 3 to 5, and then from 5 to 7, your band playing at the reception at Westminster Hall. Is there an email address or website where people can get more info?
Yes, there is. If you just go to www.facebook.com/districtmovement, one word, you can find out all you need to find out about it.
All right.
And we're really looking forward to it. And we wrote this song just as a way to promote the event and get people out there.
All right, really cool. Let's talk about the song. We got about a minute here. Tell us about the song and your band.
Well, we are sort of a, I'd say, a cross between the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fish.
I like
we
it already.
We do a lot of improvisation. We do a lot of improvisation, mostly original stuff. But we wrote this song. I wrote it with our lead singer, Ali Manjay. And, you know, we wanted to make it a little bit fun, but also this is something that we feel very strongly about, and we're just thrilled to be able to help out with this event. So.
Well, that's really cool, man. I appreciate you getting in touch with us and, you know, volunteering your song for our show. We love to promote artists who are both artists and activists. Encourage everyone to check out facebook.com/districtmovement, as in Washington, D.C. is the District of Columbia, right? District Movement. And Daniel, thanks for donating the song, and we appreciate you joining us here on Normal Show Live.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all your help.
All right. That event is April 12th. Check out District Movement on Facebook for more info.
Some call it pot, some call it marijuana. What's the deal when veterans can't get the help they wanna? Doctors call it medicine, but that don't mean a thing. The government we trust so much, it's just like heroin. After all they gave us fears, give them what they deserve, the most delicious of our finest herb. See me a many men who fought so graciously, deprived of opportunities to put their mind at ease. They tell us to be quiet, they tell us to shut up. But who better to stick up for than those who gave so much? Give them rest and give them trees, 'cause after all, finest.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more Belvet. I gotta have more Belvet. Gotta have more Belvet.
On Sunday mornings when I'm asleep in my dorm room, my parents are busy recording the Libra Lounge. But I always catch the replay here on the Normal Network, Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. following Danny Danko's Free Weed.
Bitches have something to say.
Oh, boy, she is brilliant.
The Libra Lounge.
The most devastating effect of the war on marijuana is that it is a war on everyday people like you and me. All week, we speak to the doctors, scientists, celebrities, and politicians who make up the professionals fighting for cannabis liberty. But we never forget about the tens of millions who use cannabis, the millions who need medical access to cannabis, and the hundreds of thousands arrested every year for cannabis, and the tens of thousands imprisoned under our marijuana laws. At Normal, we are the Cannabis Consumers Lobby, and we take this opportunity to share the experience of our cannabis community.
All right, welcome back, folks. 32 after the hour. Joining us by telephone from Oakland, California, we have Dale Jones, who is the Chancellor of Oaksterdam University and was the spokesperson of the Prop 19 campaign in 2010. Dale, you got to be the busiest lady in Oakland right now. Thank you so much for taking time to join us.
Well, thank you for highlighting what's going on today, Russ. I appreciate it. I will admit I'm spinning in multiple directions, but I remember my name. I'm still upright and walking. So.
Very good. Glad to see. So for folks that are joining us late, give us the thumbnail sketch on what took place starting around, what was it, 7 a.m. this morning?
At least that early, perhaps even a little bit earlier than that. We had a multiple location raid with multiple agencies involved. I've confirmed that. The IRS, I saw U.S. Marshals and also DEA agents were all involved in raiding many of the locations, even some that we don't occupy any longer, meaning that we've got the feds basically raiding a vegan eatery while seven people are getting shot dead in another place in Oakland.
Yeah, I saw some footage of the agents at Cafe Blue Sky, which has moved, hasn't it?
Indeed, that is the vegan eatery. Yes, Richard's no longer at that location, but they went ahead and raided it anyway. They also raided the museum, which is the new dispensary, Blue Sky. They raided the school. They also took out a couple of locations that Richard rents on 15th. I believe that our gift shop was also taken out. They raided Richard's home. Jeez. He was detained but not arrested, and he's been released, and he's okay. He really appreciates the outpouring of support that's happened just community-wide, nationwide, internationally, and really we need to keep this conversation going.
Yeah,
and at this point, all the agents are gone, and there's a rally tomorrow at 11 a.m. in San Francisco at City Hall, and we're hoping to get more elected officials. That's really what we need the most of, is to keep the conversation going out there in social media and contact your elected officials. And demand that this stop.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Travesty. And you made mention, by the way, folks, if you're just joining us, Dale Sky Jones, Chancellor of Oxford Dam University, is on the phone with us from Oakland, talking about these federal raids, DEA, IRS, U.S. Marshals at Oxford Dam and other locations. And you briefly mentioned in passing, today there was a terrible, terrible school shooting in Oakland. How many Oakland police officers were busy with Oxford Dam while this was going on?
Well, you know, I wasn't able to count all the officers because there was actually a line of cops making it impossible to go down 15th Street. They cordoned off several blocks in the process of raiding this. So I would imagine that at least 20 Oakland Police Department officers and in the tens of DEA agents and U.S. Marshals, there had to be at least 40 to 50 in uniform on the streets of Oakland. It was hard to count because they were stretched across from 19th Street down to 15th Street at five different locations, plus Richard's home.
Wow.
So they were not in one place at one time, but I'll tell you, there was a phenomenal raid response from ASA. Mm-hmm. We got all of that going first thing this morning, and we had several protesters arrested in the course of trying to prevent some of the vehicles from being pulled away. In fact, I'd like to send a shout out to our very original Oxford Dam Chancellor Danielle Schumacher was arrested today trying to defend Oxford Dam. So her and a lot of brave souls just like her were out here in support and defense of Oxford Dam, and we sure appreciate it.
Yeah, we saw some of those arrests taking place on the live feed that Oaktown Live was providing, and there was a number of Ustreamers out there that were providing live coverage of this. I think, and some of the reports, and I don't know if you can corroborate this or not, but I heard some reports of some of these agents in physical altercations with protesters, and while doing so, covering their badge numbers so that they couldn't be filmed. Any truth to that report?
I also heard some of those rumors. There were a few people that had masks on. I also had my little one with me, my 15-month-old, our littlest spokes baby. So I tried to make sure that I was about 20 yards away from the fray because I'll tell you, Russ, it got really intense and very angry. In fact, there was a couple of instances after the fact that I was not witness to where one of the protesters was physically taken down, beat down by the cops and hauled off. So it got violent a couple of times between the protesters and the officers, and I did hear that several of the officers were quote-unquote in hiding to not be seen or recognized. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's illegal for them to cover their badge numbers, but, you know, maybe the ACLU can help us with that.
Yeah, we'll have to find out about that. We are speaking live with Dale Sky Jones, Chancellor of Oxford Dam University, on the raids that just took place this morning at Oxford Dam University and other locations in Oakland. And one of our chatters has brought forth some really good information. Dolphinus posted the phone number for Governor Jerry Brown. The phone number is 916-445-2841. If you want to call Governor Brown, give him a piece of your mind. The phone number for the White House, if you'd like to talk to President Obama about this, is 202-456-1414. Now, Dale, as I was watching some of the coverage earlier today, I saw Councilwoman Rebecca Kaplan speaking on this issue, and she highlighted how the people of Oakland support these dispensaries. There's only four of them, and they support them by a wide margin, and that the number one concern of the people of Oakland right now is gun violence on the streets. Any comments on that?
Well, we did have City Council Member at Large Rebecca Kaplan with us this morning, standing strong and pointing out that this was not a situation where the locals were asking for the Fed to come in. In fact, Richard was an upstanding, you know, member of the Oakland community, and not only is he welcomed but cherished. This was not a local effort. And I'll also point out that the Oakland Police Department that was present seemed to be present more as a riot response mm-hmm. to protect the citizens more so than in raid support. They arrived after the federal agents did, and Rebecca Kaplan insinuated that she knew nothing about it and that, to her knowledge, the Oakland police was not, they were not there in support of the raid.
Right.
And, yeah, so
Yeah, just so people are very clear about that, Oakland Police Department, local, state and local, had nothing to do with this other than reacting to the large crowd that was gathering. And DEA, IRS, U.S. Marshals apparently, as far as we can tell, gave no prior warning to local or state officials that this raid would be taking place. Is that the state? Right. We could be safe to say that at this point?
I can say that as far as the city of Oakland. I cannot speak to the state officials.
Don't know about the state. Okay, so I spoke with Richard Lee earlier today, and of course he's maintaining a low profile at this point, maintaining no comment since he's a part of this investigation, and that's very wise. But we want to know what we can do to help Richard and this cause. Any suggestions as far as websites or donations or what our listeners can do to help you?
Well, I would hope that you pay close attention to ASA and Normal. They both will keep updates so that you know what to do. But first and foremost, call and write your elected officials and let them know that this is unacceptable behavior to go after the good guys, the folks that are teaching people how to be safe and responsible under their state law. We need to focus our priorities and our desperate resources on the things that matter most: child predators, gun crime, violent crime. We need to put our priorities where they matter most. And this is, without question, a social justice issue. These are the new Jim Crow laws. And we have to hold our elected officials accountable or vote them out. Lastly, and most importantly, please show up for jury duty. Jurors cannot be punished for their verdicts. And this will be decided in courtrooms. If we stop convicting cannabis crimes, we will stop prosecuting cannabis crimes, and the laws will become we'll have an opportunity to have intelligent cannabis policy if we can take this out of the courtrooms.
That's right.
And the only way to do that is to show up for jury duty. So show up and acquit no matter what's going on. Remember that jurors cannot be punished for their verdicts. And just keep getting active in your community.
That's right. For more information on that, check out Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, that was, our founders put that in our law. It's part of, goes back to English common law. This is the way that we keep tyranny from running amok in our country, from the people in power being able to use the laws against us when the people don't want those laws to be used. So again, you cannot be punished for your verdict. Always vote to acquit in a nonviolent, no other crime marijuana case. Dale, I did want to ask you, with regard to looking back at 2010 and Prop 19, people talk about this and say that perhaps this is a revenge or pushback on Richard for having sponsored Prop 19 and being so successful with it. Any indications of that, or is that just theory at this point?
All I can say is it seems that no matter what the U.S. attorneys this issue, they're not going after the bad guys. They're going after the good guys. They're going after the folks that are trying to bring the cannabis industry out of the shadows and into the light. If you look at what happened in Mendocino with the Zip Tie program, with the raids on Matt Cohen, on the folks that are stand-up citizens trying to do it right, do it well, and work with the elected officials in the community. This is an attack on regulation. And so we just have to realize what this really is and fight back, push back.
And that's something, maybe listeners from outside of California might not be aware of, is that, the Richard Lees and the Stephen DeAngelos and the Debbie Goldsberries who are putting together these well-run, very professional, organized, regulated sort of markets, that's what they're really scared of. That's what they're really going against. What some people outside of the state might not realize is there's all sorts of unregulated and unsavory characters out there running these kind of shady dispensaries that the feds never seem to pay attention to. It's the ones that are doing it the right way they've got a problem with. It's almost like the feds want it to be run by criminals.
It seems like they're just trying to drive it back underground.
Yeah.
And that's the thought I'll leave you with. It's just really unfortunate that, it's the tax dollars from Amsterdam that really helped keep a lot of those Oakland Police Department officers on the streets.
That's absolutely true. Well, Dale, I know you're very busy, so I'm going to let you get to probably another one of a dozen or so interviews you probably have to do today.
Yes, my phone's been blowing up while we're on it, and I've got two interviews waiting. So I appreciate your time, and thank you for getting it out there. Thanks for following the story, Russ.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. Good luck on everything there. Dale Sky-Jones from Oaksterdam University, who's joined us from Oakland, California, where the raids went down today at about 7 a.m. If you're joining us late, it was IRS, DEA, and U.S. Marshals Service. service in coordination, serving sealed federal warrants. We don't even know why they were going into Oaksterdam University. Sealed federal warrants. Also raiding Richard Lee's former coffee shop Blue Sky location that he moved out of because it was too close to a school, because, again, the feds keep saying, we're going to raid you if you're within 1,000 feet of school. So he went and moved. And so they raided his old location, which is currently some sort of vegan bar or something. So, again, federal tyranny run amok with respect to medical marijuana in the state of California and elsewhere. This will not stand. We're going to rant about this in the next segment. Radical Rant coming up. We're going to talk to President Obama. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.